You go back to work, you continue to work on your craft, you have great routines, you control your process, and that's all you can do, because at the end of the day, you don't have a vote, and so you're kind of subject to sometimes the PR game out there as well. So that is what it is, and it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of guys that do get recognized, and rightfully so, but there are some guys I feel like on our team that deserve more than they got.
And that's another subject for this very busy time of year around pro football is the Pro Bowl results. I'm not sure we took a call on it yesterday. I don't think we've taken a call at all today. But the Bills getting two players to the Pro Bowl roster, and that is not many.
No, it's not. And my favorite thing about it is that, and you mentioned that we haven't talked about MVP much. I think we did talk briefly about it on Thursday. Yesterday was Thursday. I came back yesterday, so it's not like we've got a bank of shows here recently.
If it wasn't
to rely on.
Yesterday, it was too long ago to matter.
It was Friday, December 20th.
A funny thing, like a Smigel cartoon, would be like you calling me at all hours, just your voice running on a loop talking about the MVP award.
And the potential that the Pro Bowl voting could have an impact on it. Because I think, you know, the image of the Ravens, the idea of the Ravens getting nine dudes in the Pro Bowl and the Bills getting two, it's the most rudimentary entry-level analysis you could have. Like, who's got the better team? Who's got the better supporting cast? Obviously, Baltimore's got nine dudes going to the Pro Bowl. Their peers, coaches, and fans all voted them in. The Bills have got the left tackle and Josh Allen. I mean, if the MVP wasn't already a cinch, and I have no idea if it's a cinch. I mean, I know what the odds look like. And I know what voters did last year. And I feel like if they behave similarly, then Josh Allen will win it. But I don't know that they will. They might look at, well, I gave it to Lamar last year, and he's had a better year. And, okay, his team doesn't have 13 wins, but, you know, they've got 11. They maybe will end up on 12. And how can I not give it to the guy who had a better year than he had last year when I gave it to him last year? Like, that could be at work here. I don't know. But I think Allen warrants winning one. I think it's funny that they're sort of in the opposite place this year. Allen's team has had the better year, but Jackson's individual statistics are much better. And that was the case last year with Allen versus Jackson in every category except interceptions.
What about Burrow?
I can't get there with a team that's won eight games.
I know, but isn't the point to leave the record out of it? Leads the league in passing yards, 42 touchdowns to 8, 290 a game. Joe Goodberry, is into how far downfield each guy's average passes per game travel. Like that Allen and Jackson are throwing way more screens than Burrow is.
Yep, that makes sense.
They also have – he also has Chase and Higgins. Like,
you got to be – you just got to be better than that. I mean, I think – look, he's done what he's done. He's carried that team on his back. They've won eight games. I'm sorry, that's not enough back carrying for me to give you the MVP. You're just going to have to do better than that. And furthermore, the disadvantages that he has because his defense is so bad. I mean, if Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson's defense was horrible, maybe they'd be playing in the fourth quarter of games and actually having to throw instead of sitting on the bench with a baseball cap on and just going, okay, we're up by 25. I guess my day's done. Like, the disadvantage that Burrow has helped him achieve what he's achieved is all I'm saying. I'm going a long way.
That's right.
It's a lot of, I don't want to say it's garbage time, but again, my favorite point here is eight's not enough heavy lifting. You gotta just do better than that. I'm sorry. So,
well, he won't win.
I don't think he has a prayer myself. He might get a vote, I suppose.
Somebody, he might get a vote.
Maybe it'll be Aaron Schatz. I don't know. Like, he was the lone Allen voter last year. Maybe he'll take a turn at Burrow and be able to defend it because the stats are great. He's had a great year. But I don't know. It's just not. I do respect the idea that the MVP, it's the best player on the bet on, you know, the best team, a good team, like eight wins is just not enough. I mean, I know they could get to nine tomorrow. It's not, you're not the MVP. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, I think most, if not almost everybody, would agree with you on that. And history reflects that in the voting. It's always a top team whose quarterback wins. That's like a decade straight. But a lot of people on my Twitter are annoyed by the debate. I think it's really cool.
You mean like talk Jackson, Allen?
They're bored by it. People sort of tweet about, I don't know, like why? What's boring about it? It's interesting. It really does force you to examine what matters. And like you're saying here, well, 8-8 is just too poor a record to consider anybody. Like, it's just not a good enough record. Even if we want to eliminate, which I don't really want to disagree with. You know, like, I wouldn't vote for Burrow, I think. But I think. We do want to eliminate the team's record, at least mostly, because we know it's a team game, but it's like we're trying to make it an individual award. So it annoyed people last year that Jackson won without better stats because the Ravens had the better record. Fine. I get that. And so we also want, I think, would you disagree? We also want to limit the analysis to this season. The idea that somebody deserves it,
right?
Because they've been good for, this was the Russell Wilson argument from five or six years ago that, well, I bought it. I mean, I think that's sort of human nature. I think that is in Allen's corner this year for sure, is not only have the other guys won, they've won two, right? So I think that that's in his favor. Here are the Bills again. They've been good to great 5 years in a row. Allen has just the same. And it's time, which that is a sort of a reasonable take, but it's also not how the judging is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Tony Romo on Sunday, you're probably watching it, Nance put him on the spot for the MVP, and he stammered. Like, he didn't really he might have even said, I don't want to answer. Like, he didn't want to have to do it. But eventually he got to that point. You know, one guy has won twice, the other guy has not won yet. That's probably where I would go.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm sure it says is how to do it.
Right, the manual.
I'm sure that's not in the manual.
If there's a voter's manual.
But,
yeah.
And I am really strict with that stuff, but I feel kind of the same way, that these are legacy awards.
Yeah.
And Allen is not at all a bad vote. There could be a year where, well, Mahomes, actually, would Mahomes be a bad vote? Isn't it interesting that he's not even in the conversation
right.
as a two-time winner, as a three-time Super Bowl winner at 15-1? He's not even, do we want to give the whole thing credit for not having, how annoying would this be if Mahomes were the favorite because his team has the better record than the others? But it's advanced enough.
There's got to be like a sweet spot in there somewhere where, you know, the record matters until, it can, you know, married to performance. It's just not, like, I think the correct outcome has been reached on Mahomes this year, despite that. I think, you know, if indeed it ends up happening, I don't know, I mean, a bunch of people could still vote for him. We don't know. All we're talking about is gambling odds. Right. I'd be stunned if it happened, but it could still happen. A lot of people roll out of bed. Oh, I got to fill out that vote. Well, they finished 15-1. Maybe they beat Denver tomorrow or Sunday. 16-1. Oh my God, historic season. I'm giving it to the quarterback. I doubt that happens, but I guess it could.
Well, Mahomes has more passing yards than Allen. He has two fewer touchdown passes. He does not have the rushing touchdowns, but he has 5 fourth quarter comebacks. Didn't we grow up loving fourth quarter comebacks? I mean, Allen has none.
Yeah.
This is your point about, well, the defense is, I don't know if the Bills defense is better than the Chiefs, but he has none, and Mahomes has 5.
Yeah. He's also got a pile of interceptions, which is what killed Allen last year.
He has 11 to Allen 6.
Yeah.
That's right. But he's nowhere near.
Right. That's right.
The betting.
Right.
He's not even on the board.
Right.
Like, he won't win.
Today might be the first time we've even talked about him since he fell out of being the favorite, because for a while when they were undefeated, he was the favorite, and it was just, you know, we talked about it with Joe and Sam, both of our BetQL guys. It's just, you know, the houses are just squatting on Mahomes. They don't want to get burned if he gets hot and puts up numbers, and they have this incredible record, then he's going to win it in a walk, and they don't want to get torched there. So once that ended, then I haven't thought about him again for this, and nor have I really heard him discussed much.
Or Goff, or
yeah, I think
Darnold.
Of the fatigue with the argument, I think, is, I mean, it just depends on how engaged you get in it and who you're engaging with. I think there's, because what do you want? You want the judging to be the same as it was last year. Right. So by that standard, loosely, right, just generally speaking, by that standard, Allen should win. He's on the better team. His numbers are really good. Yes, Jackson's are better, but no, you're not having as good a year. And so you stay over there. That's kind of what happened last year. But now Ravens fans are, you know, if they're arguing for their guy, they're showing you the stats side by side, which, again, last year Allen destroyed Jackson in, but this year Jackson's sort of doing that to Allen. And so you're using the same argument that we couldn't win last year to argue against our guy. And, like, the whole thing is just a bad faith nightmare that gets really messy fast, I think.
There's even more to it. I mean, Allen, it took Allen some time. I suppose it also took Jackson some time to convince everybody that he was actually really, really good. Last year, the guy, if you look up, take Pro Football Reference. I've just done it. If you look up the passing leaders this year, basically everybody just ranked by whatever category you choose, you look for the bold print. This year, the guy who's got all the bold print is Lamar. Just, I mean, efficiency, at yards per attempt. This does not include rushing, but he's obviously got that too.
Right.
So this year, he's got all the bold print. Last year, the guy with all the bold print was Brock Purdy.
Right.
But there were two problems with Brock Purdy. I quote problems. One, he was the very last pick of his draft, and even through last year, we were all debating whether he was even good at all.
Right.
And the other is they got beat by Baltimore when they played on a night game,
right,
and the Ravens won easily. And that that happened this year with the Ravens and Bills longer ago.
Yeah.
But, like, Purdy's the guy last touchdown percentage, the same net yards per attempt, average yards per – all that stuff that Jackson has this year was Purdy last year. And I mean, he got consideration.
Yep.
But that's all.
Yeah, and the supporting cast there hurt him last year, too.
Because they're so good.
They're so good.
That Allen has.
Which is, can circle back to the Baltimore point this year, like 9 Pro Bowlers to 2.
It just never ends, right? 9 Pro Bowlers. 4 on defense. One is Zay Flowers, and he's good.
Sure.
Would he be the Bills wide receiver 1?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I guess I do, too. But he's not Chase.
No.
I mean.
No. No.
It seems a stretch to, without. Before I analyzed it, looked at all the whole board,
for him
to make the Pro Bowl seemed a little rich.
I think he'd be the number one receiver on this team. I don't know, like, if you start, like, ticking off the names of the number one receivers on every team in the league, I don't know that Flowers wouldn't be the 30th one on my list. Like, if I were just listing them, I'm probably exaggerating that, but he's not, you know, he's not top tier guy, but he's definitely good.
Did Brian Thomas make the Pro Bowl? It was Chase, Judy.
I don't believe he did.
Flowers, and there's one more.
He was a notable snub.
He was snubbed? Who was the one more? Maybe it was him.
I know. I felt like I saw him in the I can't believe he didn't make it category.
Really? Okay.
But I could be mistaken there.
He seems like he's maybe great.
Yeah.
I didn't want him.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't have the yards per route run in college.
I know, right. Yeah, well, what do we know?
Didn't want Worthy.
Right.
Didn't want Brian Thomas. Didn't want AD. I was okay with Worthy. He didn't have the same issue. Brian Thomas and AD Mitchell were the two guys that did not. They had the scary yards per route run stat. Thomas looks like a home run.
Yeah.
Drafted before the Bills pick, by the way, anyway. Before their allotted
pick. Like 18 or wherever he went. He went in
20,
the teens. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues. Picks at the top of the hour. This is WGR.